I'll start off with the injuries. Jerron Kreiner had a shoulder that happened late in the game. Rod Streeter has a hip. McCants has a toe. McFadden with a hamstring. Terrell Pryor with a knee. Janikowski has some ribs. I think that happened on the long kickoff return. And then Kaluka Maeva has ribs also. So that's where we're at injury-wise. Just real briefly on the game yesterday, we obviously didn't play well. We got to own that. We're all responsible for it, everybody, coaches and players. You know, we got to come out and we got to play better. And we got a group of prideful men in that locker room, all right, coaches and players. And we're gonna take the necessary steps. We're going to do the things that we have to do. We're going to get those things corrected, and we'll play better football. And that's what our job is. It's one game. It's one day. It's one loss. Obviously, we're always disappointed when you in the manner in which that loss happened. But it's still one loss. Our guys are going to come back and compete. We know that we didn't play as well as we're capable of playing. I don't want to take anything away from Philadelphia because I thought they came in and played well and did the things that they needed to do to win the game. But we also understand that the way we played in the game the other day is not indicative of the team that we have in that locker room and not indicative of the team that that we've put out on the field up to this point and won't be indicative of the team that we're going to put out on the field going forward. So we're going to work extremely hard to get it corrected, and we're going to move forward and get focused on the New York Giants. Because that's the only one that we can do anything about is this week against the Giants.
How eager are you and the guys to get to that game? I mean, it's kind of one of those weeks where you want the game now so you can put it behind you.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question there's a bad taste in our mouth right now. But that one's over with. That one's done with. I can promise you a bunch of guys will be ready to get back to work and practice on Wednesday, and our coaches will be up there this afternoon. We'll start the game plan and process, and we'll comb through the tape as vigorously as we can, and we'll have a good plan put together.
Any idea on the Pryor McFadden situations, or you have to wait till Wednesday?
Not really. I mean, Pryor's kind of day to day. You know, obviously with hamstrings, you never know with Darren. So it's probably a little bit more concern with Darren than there would be with Terrell, but. We'll see how both those guys are doing in the morning, and that'll probably dictate what their availability is on Wednesday.
Last week, this defense moved into the top 10 in the NFL, and then the media, everyone writing about how this defense is the vintage Raiders, I guess you could say. And then yesterday happened. Was that kind of a wake up call? Do you feel that maybe we weren't prepared?
Well, we obviously didn't play well, and we got to look to determine what those reasons were. I don't know if we were reading our press clippings or what, but the National Football League's all about what have you done for me lately, and it's what do you do out there on Sunday, and if you want to be a top notch defense, you got to bring it every week, and we got to do a better job next week.
The Eagles do things you guys hadn't seen before, where they mostly run it.
It was most of the stuff that we had seen before. There's always in every game there's going to be a little bit something different, a little bit of window dressing. I don't know that it was really a lack of preparation, obviously we didn't make the plays that we had been able to make up to this point in the season. So, I chalk it up to a day that we didn't play well, and we're going to work hard to get it corrected.
What is it good that you take out of a game like that? You guys had a lot of yards, had some guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, offensively, there were some good things. I mean, I think we had 560 yards. We had over 200 yards rushing, over 300 yards passing the football. I thought Streeter did some nice things in the passing game. It was a big play in the game with 66-yard completion. I thought Rashad Jennings did, again, some really good things in the football game, both running the ball and, in the passing game. Terrell, I thought, did some good things. Creating some explosive plays down the field, both, with his legs and with his arm. So, Menelik Watson getting into the game and actually for the first time playing in the National Football League game, I thought he did some good things. There's some things that we can build with him. So, there's some good things that we can build on. But You know, I think really when you look at that game, it, you know, kind of, I mean, it boils down, we can't allow the ball to get over our head. And when you do that, when you do those things, it it's demoralizing to the you know, not only the defense, but really the whole football team. So we got to get that corrected.
You guys have been pretty good at that before Sunday. It seemed, what was the mix up there? Was it just a game planning thing, or was it a aberration in terms of what your corners were doing? Or
well,
pressure?
It's probably, I mean, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, it's a little bit of, you know, I'm sure there's some things that we could have done game plan wise that might have helped us on in some of those situations. Some of it was just, you know, they won the one-on-one battle or the physical matchup in certain instances. We really only had one play where, you know, and I take full responsibility for it, where, you know, we really had a busted coverage. That was the LeSean McCoy touchdown. That was really the only play where, you know, we just didn't cover the guy. And really at the end of the day, that falls on me.
People point the finger at Hayden on the two deep balls, but was there safety help missing, or what was the overall issue on those plays?
Well, on the longest play to DeSean Jackson, that was just, you know, it was a situation where we were in a quarters coverage and they had a nice route, which ended up eating up the safety, which it's going to do. And, you know, DJ was in one-on-one position and he had a chance to make a play on the ball. He just wasn't able to make the play, you know. And then, you know, on the deep ball down the middle of the field to, on the 63-yard touchdown, you know, yeah, we should have. We should have had safety in the middle of the field helping out on that one. So,
on the 17-yarder, did you feel like he stayed with the play long enough?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it could have been offensive pass interference just from where I was looking, but obviously that wasn't the call, and you know, we just got to be able to make that play.
What do you say to Hayden? Is there a need, you know, because he's a young guy, to pull him aside and say, hey, you know, this part of the maturation process?
It's part of the National Football League. It happens. You know, there hadn't been a corner that's ever played the game that had never had one of those games. The great ones are able to respond to it and come back from it. And we got a lot of confidence in DJ. There's a reason why we took him where we did. I think he's got a bright future in this league. He's just learning on the job. And that's part of what happens when you play out there on the Autobahn.
Coach, defensive backs for a while. I mean, DJ seems like there's a lot of instances this year where he's got a guy covered and the guy catches the ball because he just doesn't turn around in time. That can be taught. That's something that can be learned. It's not something that's natural.
Something he's done. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something when you go back and you watch all the tapes from college, that's something that he was exceptional at, and that was something that we really liked about him. I think when you get down to it, it's really – a matter of confidence, just believing that you're in great position. Go ahead and turn your head around and go make a play on the football. Mm-hmm. And that's something that'll be gained with his experience.
Mm-hmm. Coach, you touched on it a little bit last week and a little bit today, but can you talk a little bit more about Rashad Jennings' influence just in the locker room and the meeting rooms and also on the football field?
Yeah, he's done a nice job for us. He's a guy that comes to work every day, wants to compete, wants to get better. He puts the team first. And he's, when he's had the opportunity to go in and play, he's made a lot of plays for us. He's made a lot of plays for us on special teams. When he's been called on to carry the ball, he's done a nice job there. Again, he had over 100 yards in the game the other day, and he's done a really good job in the passing game. You know, a lot of the check downs, being able to turn those into explosive gains. So he's a guy that really he's brought a lot to the table for us as a football team.
Are there any more details you can give on the prior injury? Is it a sprain or something? And could you see it affecting his ability to practice during the week?
Well, I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that. You know, again, he seemed to be doing pretty good this morning. We'll continue to look at him tomorrow, see how he's doing tomorrow. I would list him as day to day. But it is, yeah, it's a knee sprain.
Where's it got played? When he got in there, going.
Yeah, I thought Matt did some good things. I mean, he drove us down there at the end of the game and got us a touchdown there at the end of the game. So I thought that was good to see for him to get in there and get some experience. You know, obviously there was a couple plays that I thought, you know, maybe he could have made that we weren't able to make. But I thought for the first time out there, I thought he did some good things.
In terms of the wideouts, how did you gauge who was going to be active? Holmes was hurt. That's the reason he wasn't active?
Yes.
And then went Butler over Kreiner or
well,
the other way?
I just, you know, again, and I made mention of it last week, that that's a position that I want to see some more production out of. And so, you know, Bryce had a tough week the week before, and you know, Jerron was a guy that hadn't had the opportunity. Wanted to get him an opportunity to get in the game, and you know, let's see what this guy can do, because he is a big guy that can catch the football and runs pretty decent routes. And thought that, you know, there were some things that he did well in the game, and there was obviously some things that, you know, you could see where, you know, he hadn't had a lot of experience playing.
I mentioned afterwards that you brought some five-man pressure, some four-man pressure, some three-man pressure. Are you still think that you brought enough pressure on Foles? Could you have brought more guys to get him more unsettled, or did they just counter it and make the plays?
Well, you know, I mean, I thought they did a good job executing. You know, did we get enough pressure on him? No, I don't believe we got enough pressure on him. I thought he was able to, you know, stand in the pocket. And then when we did do some things to flush him out of the pocket, he was able to make plays down the field. So I wouldn't say that, you know, obviously always hindsight's 20/20. You know, if I knew that he was going to be able to be that effective and throwing the ball down the field, you know, maybe we could have, you know, brought a few more pressures and maybe affected him. But, you know, there wasn't a whole lot that we did in that game that was – did a lot to affect him.
Last week, without using, you know, the word playoffs, you said if we want to get to where we want to go, we have to make a move now. Do you feel that is now, I guess, impossible? You guys missed up on an opportunity? Or?
Well, we obviously, we missed an opportunity. You know, now, exactly what does that mean? You know, we had an opportunity to come in and play a game at home, get our record to .500. Which I thought would have been very beneficial to this football team from a confidence standpoint. We didn't get the job done, and we all take, you know, we all take responsibility for that. But again, it's one game, and now we got to get our focus in on the New York Giants, going out and playing a game on the East Coast and winning a football game against a good football team.
How do you go about keeping tabs on the culture in the locker room to make sure there isn't any haze and bullying? Do you is that something that you talk to the players? Do you count on them, like a council coming to you?
Well,
or do you?
Listen, I think we got a pretty good feel for the locker room. I think I got a pretty good feel for the guys that we have in there. Obviously, that's something that you always want to, you know, keep a close eye on and keep monitored. But I don't think we have any issues with any of that type of stuff on this football team. And that's, you know, really that was a point that we tried to make in training camp of, you know, not really hazing the rookies, and because we need everybody, and if we're gonna, you know, if we're gonna get this culture the right way, and if we're gonna win football games like we believe we're capable of winning, then we're gonna need everybody in that locker room.
Who's more responsible, Dennis, then, for making sure that doesn't happen? Does that fall on the players in the locker room?
Or I think ultimately that's my responsibility. Yeah, I mean, you know, ultimately whatever happens with this football team, whether it be on the field, in the locker room, out in the community, those are the things that I gotta. That's my responsibility to police that, and that's my responsibility to have a handle on it.
Wendy, you check in with players, and you like have updates from your leaders and stuff to see what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I have a way that I go about trying to check. I mean, I'm not in there. I don't go through the locker room every day and monitor exactly what goes on. But yeah, I try to have a good feel for what's happening with the players and. Try to have my little side conversations to make sure the locker room's doing good.
Are there any updates on the guys that have been injured, like Pashos, Jerod, Branch, that where they might be coming back this week?
Well, I would say that Jerod is probably closer than Tony right now, you know. But we'll see where that goes. I think Branch is probably you know, another week or two away, but we'll see. He's made a lot of progress. We made a lot of progress last week, so it's getting closer.
Bill Deere made progress last week, too, when you ramped him up. Is he?
Yeah, and really the ramp-up process for him is more kind of getting in condition so that, you know, when he is cleared for, you know, contact, that that transition period is relatively short.
You see coaches, you know, a couple of coaches now with some medical scares. Does that make you think, in the balance that you guys put in so many hours and so much work, do you have to reassess the balance you have?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you always have to understand that, you know, us as coaches, we take a lot of pride in our work, and you know, we spend a lot of time in the meeting rooms, in the office, grinding the tape, a lot of time away from our families, and I think, you know, when you look at this, it does kind of bring things into perspective and know that, You know, you got to make sure you take care of yourself. But I think that's just naturally what we as coaches do, and I don't know that that's going to really change a whole lot.
When you watched the film from yesterday, how did Terrell do as far as making his reads and the progressions in the pocket?
Yeah, well, I think at times good, and at times, you know, I think he's got to trust it a little bit more. And that, again, that'll come with experience. I mean, he continues to grow every day. Is it perfect? No, it's not perfect. But is he making progress? Is he making strides? Yeah, every day.
So the last three games, I know there's been a couple of interceptions that bounced off receivers' hands, so it's a little skewed. But I think he's under like 54% and one touchdown and seven interceptions in the last three games. Those numbers are not, don't say regression to you. You're still seeing progress.
Yeah, no, I'm not seeing that term at all. I'm still seeing a guy that's progressing. I'm seeing a guy that you know, still makes some young player mistakes. But also I'm seeing where, you know, I think overall, you know, with our passing game, you know, everybody's involved. And I think a lot of times you just look at the quarterback position and everything is based on the quarterback, and that's the way of the National Football League. But I think everybody's involved. I think, you know, we've talked about the wide receivers. I think our tight end position, we got to find some more production out of that position. I think, you know, offensive line, we're still, you know, mixing and matching with some guys and trying to, you know, shore up the protection, which I think we've done a better job of. You know, and our backs have to be involved. You know, I don't think you can ever look at just the passing game in general and just look at the quarterback and say, really, it's all him. I think you got to look at the whole product. And, you know, it might not have looked like, you know, some of the other quarterbacks in the league, but we threw for over 330 yards in a game, you know. I mean, so there is some progress there.
When you say you have to trust him more, you mean protection-wise or receiver-wise? Or what are you talking about when you say trust him more?
As far as
trust him more.
Yeah, I think as he sits in the pocket, he's got to have a little bit more trust in his protection, a little bit more trust in the progressions, but again, I think that comes with experience. And every day he's seen a little something new, and all these defenses, they've all kind of brought a little bit of different flavor in what they're trying to do to affect him.